In Jerusalem today, a suicide bomber set off an explosion that killed at least 7 people and injured more than 50. The Palestinian group Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade claimed responsibility for the rush hour blast. Israel condemned the attack and said it justified the construction of a barrier being erected on the West Bank. The International Court at The Hague opens arguments tomorrow on the legality of the barrier. Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Kureya called for an immediate halt to suicide bombings, which he said provided Israel the pretext to continue building the barrier. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The explosion ripped through bus number 14 as it moved from southern Jerusalem through the city. Jerusalem City Councilman Nir Barakat was driving nearby when the explosion sounded and ran to the scene to help pull people, including school children, from the smoldering bus.
There are pieces all over. Feet, hands disconnected, pieces of body, there's bones, there's everything all around the bus. And we had to, stop bleeding of a few kids there. There was one terrible, strong bleeding of one of the girls that was losing a lot of blood. We had to stop it. There's mainly adults, but I think there are at least two kids that I helped.
Today's blast occurred just blocks from where a suicide attacker destroyed bus number 19 near the official residence of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon last month. The shell of that bus will be on display this week outside The Hague, where the International Court of Justice will examine the legality of Israel's barrier. What happens outside that court is likely to be just as significant as what happens inside, as the Israelis and Palestinians wage a public relations battle for the world's sympathy. Israel does not recognize the court's jurisdiction in this matter, saying it is a political, not a legal question. Israel has declined to present oral arguments at The Hague, and Daniel Sheck of the Israeli Foreign Ministry said that today's shattering start of Israel's work week is as powerful a statement as Israel can make.
As the Americans always say, this morning I rest my case. I think my case is all defended this morning. There is no point in making complicated legal arguments before the court. I think the images that the world is seeing today from a street and a bus in Jerusalem are simply the complete case that Israel can make in favor of that barrier.
The Palestinian Authority condemned today's attack, but it could not have come at a worse time for the Palestinians. A military faction loosely associated with Yasser Arafat's Fatah organization, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, identified the bomber as one of its operatives from a village near the West Bank town of Bethlehem. An Israeli official said, today it is not Israel on trial, but what he called Palestinian terror. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.